All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, of course, with that New York Six bowl bash, you know, rightfully so, there's going to be plenty of attention to the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl this year because they are the national semifinals. But with that said, we also have four other games in that New Year's Six with some intriguing matchups, and there is a lot of importance on the table for these contests. I want to start off with the one this Saturday in Atlanta, as it's going to be the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl featuring the 10th-ranked Florida Gators coming out of the SEC taking on the 7th-ranked Michigan Wolverines out of the Big Ten. Now, both teams want to finish on a positive note and get some momentum for themselves heading into the offseason, but who's going to be left to play? Because on Michigan's side, you have several big names who are sitting out this game as they're looking to get themselves ready for the NFL draft. One guy who wants to go out there and have a solid game for Florida is going to be quarterback Felipe Franks, because when he is on, it adds an additional realm to this team, because we've seen Florida at times this year rely so much on their defense to kind of get games, get this team victories. But they need their offense, and they need it to be more consistent. And it's hard to believe, but the Gators really have not had a consistent offense in about 10 years, you know. So this was once the, you know, the identity of this program. And, you know, for first-year head coach Dan Mullen, he's trying to get them back to that. And what a better way to cap off your season by having quarterback Felipe Franks go out there and have a big-time campaign. You look at running back LaMichael Perine on that offense. He's one of their better playmakers. But, excuse me. You still cannot overlook this Florida defense. 32 defense team sacks this season, 11 and a half of those coming by Jakai Belite, along with 12 interceptions. And they have to go out there and try to make life tough for Michigan quarterback Shea Patterson. When he's on top of his game, he's going. But the thing is, Michigan needs their running game in order to, like, you know, spark this offense. No Caron Higdon at running back in this contest because he's sitting out. He wants to get ready for the NFL draft, which means that head coach Jim Harbaugh has to rely on running back Chris Evans to get the bulk of the carries. Now, Michigan has a top-ranked defense, but this unit was cooked by Ohio State in their regular season finale as they gave up 62 points. And on top of that, no Devin Bush and no Rashawn Gary. Why? Because like Higdon, they are getting themselves ready for the draft. Now, the Wolverines can get after you when they're going, as they have 31 team sacks on the season. But without Bush or Gary, who's going to step up and be that playmaker? This is an important game, like I said before, for both squads. If you're Florida, you've come up short versus Michigan in bowl games. And, of course, they met last season to begin the year in the Cotton Bowl. And of course, it was Michigan who got was able to get their hands raised. And if you're Florida, you definitely want to finish on the right note and get to a 10-win season and finish in the top 10 in the rankings. And if you're Michigan, after what happened to you to finish the season at Ohio State, you started off your season by losing to Notre Dame. And that's the reason why you're playing in this contest and not playing for the national championship. So there's definitely something for the Wolverines to play for. I think there will be an intense contest throughout for 60 minutes, but I think Michigan is still the better team, and they're going to find a way to get the 24-20 victory. Now, moving on to New Year's Day, you have the Fiesta Bowl out in Glendale, and you're going to have the 11th-ranked LSU Tigers out of the SEC taking on the 8th-ranked Knights of Central Florida, who come out of the American Athletic Conference with an undefeated record. Now, of course, Central Florida went undefeated last year, which included upsetting Auburn in the Peach Bowl. They are still searching for respect, and unfortunately, they still have not been able to get it. Now, LSU on the other side, they're looking to cap off a strong season in an unusual place. Why? Because outside of national championship games, we typically don't see SEC teams heading to the Fiesta Bowl because the SEC teams, plain and simple, don't recruit the Southwest. So you're looking at quarterback Joe Burrow. And, you know, he hasn't been asked to be the guy because you look at what LSU can do on defense. You look at how they can run the football. You look at the playmakers that you overall have around him on this team. And he has that mentality. You know what? He does what is asked of him. And because of that, he always gives the Tigers a chance to win with him under center. Speaking of those playmakers, you look at running back Nick Brissett and wide receiver Justin Jefferson for the Bayou Bengals, who definitely want to go out there and have big games. Now, no Greedy Williams at cornerback because he is sitting out to get himself ready for the NFL draft. But you still have linebacker Devin White. And this LSU defense has forced 16 interceptions this season. I talked about Central Florida still searching for respect. No Mackenzie Milton at quarterback. Of course, we saw that horrific injury during the regular season finale versus South Florida. But this team rallied and was able to defeat Memphis in the AAC Conference Championship game, which is why they are still undefeated and which is why they're playing in this game. This team rallied around the youngster at quarterback in Dario Mack Jr., while running back Greg McCray needs to have a big-time impact. Central Florida will fly around the football as they have 13 interceptions on the season, and they have to go out there and win this turnover battle by at least 2 if they are going to have an opportunity to win this game. Central Florida believes that they belong in this game, and they rightfully do, and they are still searching for respect. However, I think this LSU team wants to go out and finish on a positive note after they suffered that tough loss to end their regular season to Texas A&M. And I think LSU will win this contest and end Central Florida's winning streak by the score of 37-23. Now, the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl out in Pasadena, will feature the 9th-ranked Washington Huskies out of the Pac-12, taking on the 6th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes out of the Big Ten. Now, Washington is the Pac-12's lone representative in the New Year's Six Bowl Bash. And, of course, for senior quarterback and senior running back Miles Gaskin, they want to go out on a positive note. And what better way to do it than finishing off your respective careers with a Rose Bowl victory? Now, the Huskies are 12th in the nation in total defense, led by linebacker Ben Burr-Kirvin, who will tackle anything that moves. But when this Ohio State offense is on, they're tough to stop because we saw them in the regular season finale against Michigan, and they shredded the top-ranked defense in the nation. You look at quarterback Dwayne Haskins and his playmaking ability, and the same can be said for running backs J.K. Dobbins and Mike Weber. And you also factor in this Ohio State defense that has 39 team sacks on the season. This is Urban Meyer's swan song as Ohio State's head football coach, and I think this team wants to send him into the sunset on a positive note, and I think Ohio State is going to roll in this contest. This is going to take the Buckeyes by the score of 44-24. And finally, on New Year's Day night, down in New Orleans, it's the Sugar Bowl, as you're going to have the 15th-ranked Texas Longhorns taking on the 5th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. And it's the return of Texas on the national scene. Of course, we've seen some lean years in Austin for this team, but head coach Tom Herman, has this team back on track. Texas was able to reach the Big 12 championship game this season, and they are showing that the future is once again bright in Austin. You look at quarterback Sam Ehlinger, he can sling it around just as good as anybody at that position in college football. And of course, he's going to look for wide receivers, Little Jordan Humphrey and Colin Johnson, to get the ball to. But he has to deal with a ferocious defense from Georgia. They're 13th in the nation, and they come at opposing offenses in waves. This Texas defense has not been good this season, and now they have to deal with one of the top running back combos in the nation. And I'm talking about Elijah Holyfield and DeAndre Swift. While quarterback Jake Fromm is looking to get back on track after a tough performance versus Alabama in the SEC championship game. Georgia arguably is, for plenty of people, the second best team in the nation, in spite of the fact that they have two losses and they are not playing in the college football playoff. And I think the Dogs want to get back on track after suffering another heartbreaking loss to Alabama, and Texas will not slow them down. Thus, I'm going to take the Dogs in this contest by the score of 37-23. So, folks, those are my picks for the New Year's Six games. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.